Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey guys, hi. Welcome to an episode of Trash Talk with TK. I'm TK Tom Kelly, and I just had to hop on and do a little recap of Sixers-Knicks game two last night. Because I'm sitting here Tuesday morning. I still can't believe Sixers lost that game. Like, I am flabbergasted. I am stunned. I am shocked. Whatever adjective you would want to use to describe. It's unbelievable how many ways this team has found to lose big playoff games. They did last night. A 5-point lead with what? Under 30 seconds left. And a complete implosion. The Sixers absolutely botched the execution at the end of that game. Can't get a rebound, can't get the ball in bounds. Obviously, the referees played a role, and that was a factor. The Sixers not granted a timeout that it seemed obvious upon the review that Nick Nurse was trying to call. The Sixers were trying to get that timeout, but don't get the timeout. And here we sit now. They are down 0-2 in this series, a series that they should have won both those games. And to come away from Madison Square Garden, down 0-2, is truly unbelievable. And, you know, when you look at the larger scope of the series, look at all the things that you needed to have happen. Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey overall gave you two really good games. Maxey was off and on in stretches. In the end, gave you a really good game last night. Embiid, again, really high point total again last night. Jalen Brunson struggles in games one and two. You had told me these things were going to happen. I'd say the Sixers were up 2-0. Somehow, they are down 0-2, and it's incredibly frustrating. And, you know, I understand there's a lot of frustration with the officials today, and the officials are terrible. I mean, let's call what it is. It's been like that for a long time. NBA officials are not very good. There are a number of calls every game that probably should go the other way and go into how a game is determined. That being said, I don't want that to be an excuse, rather, for the Sixers losing that game. Because in the end, Game 2 came down to exactly what Game 1 came down to. The Knicks wanted it more in the big moments. And yeah, you could say that's an oversimplification, but in this instance, it's not. Look at game one. What was the difference in that game? The Knicks out-rebounded the Sixers by 25, 66-41 in that game. They got 23 offensive rebounds. And what was the ultimate determining factor last night? Even after all the crap that happened in the final, you know, in that frantic 20-second stretch, the Sixers scrambling on defense. Brunson gets a good bounce of the three. Knicks go up two. Sixers turn the ball over where, yeah, the refs played a role. The Sixers' lack of execution played a role. But they turn the ball over in that spot. Still, they win that game if they get an offensive or they get a defensive rebound. Dante DiVincenzo, on the first three-point attempt, he misses. The Sixers, if you get that rebound, you win this game. And yeah, you can look at the final numbers. The rebounding overall was better. The Sixers didn't get out-rebounded to that kind of a degree in game two. They did in game one. But still, when they needed one, when they needed a rebound to end the game, the Knicks wanted it more. The Knicks outworked the Sixers. Down the stretch, the Knicks are the more physical team. The Knicks are the team that wants it more. And, you know, we can look at all these other factors. And yeah, a lot of stuff plays into it. But in the end, that's why the Knicks are up 2-0 right now. They have wanted these games more than the Sixers. It's really that simple, and it's incredibly frustrating when you look at it, and the Sixers are the more talented team. I still believe that. They are the better team roster-wise. They have two stars. The Knicks have one star. I mean, Josh Hart has played like a star in this series, but ultimately, Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid are obviously one more than Jalen Brunson. There are three star players in this series. The Sixers have two of them. And they are down right now because the Knicks have shown more effort. The Knicks have shown more heart. The Knicks have outworked the Sixers. And that is just inexcusable for a team in this spot. And that's why, you know, I get the frustration with the refs. I understand it. But it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse for not pulling down that rebound. It's not an excuse for not being able to inbound the basketball. You don't get granted the timeout, and Brunson probably commits a foul. He's grabbing Tyrese Maxey's jersey. You got to execute. You got to get the ball in. You got to have a plan. Because, yeah, okay, in that moment, Nick Nurse decides, okay, I'm going to try to call a timeout, and he should have been granted it. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been granted the timeout. But not everybody on the floor knew what to do. The inbounder should be the one to call the timeout. If the inbounder knows the plan there and calls the timeout, then it's not an issue. You're going to get the timeout. They're not going to deny the timeout to the guy inbounding the basketball. But there was a lot of confusion. Tyrese Maxey, who I am somewhat conflicted about how to feel about Tyrese's performance last night, because he was great as far as on the offensive end shooting the basketball. But then had some really bad moments. I mean, there's a moment in the fourth quarter where he comes down with the rebound, and I think it was Deuce McBride, just like ripped it out of his hands. That's not good. Tyrese Maxey on the inbound. The ball's on, when he's laying on the ground, that's another instance in which he could call the timeout. He's going to get the timeout if he calls it right there. Instead, it looks like he tries to like roll the ball over to Kyle Lowry. And that ends in an absolute disaster. So, for all the credit we've given Nick Nurse, and I've talked about it a lot, many of us have talked about it a lot throughout the course of the year, as far as this team being better coached with Nick Nurse, they were not well coached down the stretch last night. Should the refs have given them the timeout? Yes, but the Sixers did not look prepared for that moment. They didn't look like, as a team, they knew what to do in that moment. And I mean, just so many missed opportunities, missed free throws. Joel Embiid misses a ton of free throws last night. Kyle Lowry, who I love watching play. Kyle Lowry made some big-time winning plays toward the end of that game last night. Offensive rebounds, stuff like that. But Kyle Lowry, I mean, he has four big free throws in the final few minutes of the game, two of which in the final 45 seconds of the game. And he goes 2 for 4 from the line. Like, you cannot have these things and expect to win big games in the playoffs against well-coached teams that know how to execute. And whatever you want to say about the Knicks talent-wise, and I don't think the Knicks are great. I really don't.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
But they play hard, and they know what to do in the big moments, and they have made the plays when it's mattered in this series so far. And the Sixers haven't. And that's why we can talk about the refs. Good teams overcome it. Good teams find a way. And this team, in the postseason, they don't find a way to win games down the stretch. In fact, they find new ways seemingly every year to lose games down the stretch. And I hate to have to do this, but I have to do this. And we have to do this. Because I admire Joel Embiid for being out there playing on, you know, a severely compromised day. I think we could all understand that he is not healthy right now, certainly not to the point where he would like to be, and where the point to the point where he, you know, needs to be playing at the level he played at earlier on this year. That being said, Joel's out there, and this is what, year six, year seven? I don't know. It all runs together at this point. Joel Embiid in the playoffs. We've never seen him healthy. So for me, I've just come to accept this is going to be what it is. And we need to judge him on the basis of he's on the court. He's on the court. We all know he's playing injured, but it can't be used as an excuse all the time. And I talked about this the other night, and people didn't like my tweet during game one. Some people, rather, didn't like my tweet during game one that I thought him throwing the ball off the backboard to go dunk it was a reckless play. He lands awkwardly on his knee. You can't control how you land in that situation. I thought it was a reckless play in that moment. And hey, people said you're a hater. Stop. Just, you know, it's not a wrong thing to do. He's just giving effort. Fine. If that's the way we're going to look at it, that's the way we're going to look at it. Okay. But here's my point with Joel. if we can't, if we're not going to criticize him for that, and we're going to say, okay, he's healthy enough to throw a self-alley-oop pass off the backboard and go get it, then we need to criticize him for not blocking out Isaiah Hartenstein in the final 15 seconds of the game. Like, that's inexcusable. I mean, that's on everybody not getting the rebound, but hey, man, that's Joel's guy. Like, that's the opposing center. That's his guy to block out. And you watch on the play, both Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris are both standing there, looking up at the basket. They're not looking for guys to block out. They're just looking up, and Hartenstein comes in and gets the rebound. And I'm not saying trade Joel. I think that's silly. I'm not saying, you know, Joel Embiid stinks. That's obviously not true. But this is a running theme now in the postseason that he really seems to fail to make winning plays down the stretch. And it's not even an opinion at this point. It's reality. I mean, Joel, at the end of playoff games, where it's different. It's different than regular season basketball, man. It's a completely different sport. Teams care more. Teams try harder. The Knicks might be the only anomaly where this is kind of the way they play all the time, but it's just a higher level of intensity. And you need to be more focused on the fundamentals, and you need to do the right things. You need to play the game, as Larry Brown would say for years, play the game the right way. And Joel didn't make winning plays at the end last night. Not blocking out there is not a winning play. And this is something over the course of his career where he has failed to make winning plays at the end of playoff games. You gotta block out there. You gotta come down to with that rebound. That is the game. That's the game. And that's why I don't care about all this other stuff. Like, I don't want to hear about the refs today. I don't want to hear about, oh, let's cry because we weren't granted the timeout. If you get the rebound, you win the game. You're up 101-99. If you get the rebound, you win the game, and it's 1-1. And the Sixers didn't get the rebound. They didn't do what they needed to do down the stretch, and the Knicks wanted it more. And that is now just two games that you have lost because your effort has not been where it's needed to be. And as we look ahead toward the rest of the series, I got to tell you, man, I know Joel said at the end of the game last night, and again, I respect him for being out there. I give him credit for doing for playing on an injury, but this is the way it's going to be. If he's not going to be healthy, we need to judge him as he's out there and he's healthy enough to play, and, you know, that's the way we got to look at it. But as far as the rest of the series, I know Joel said, you know, the Sixers are the better team. They're going to win. I don't think they're going to win. I'm not going to lie to you. I think this series is over. I think it ended last night. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I am wrong. But that was devastating, man. It was absolutely devastating. And I'm thinking of, like, most painful Sixers losses in my lifetime. I know it's only game two of a first round where, you know, this team's probably not winning a championship. But that was awful. Like, Tyrese Maxey hits that three to put the Sixers up 196. I woke my kids up. They're in bed. I'm yelling, you know, F yeah, as Tyrese Maxey hits that three. And, you know, for them to lose that game, it's just astonishing to me. And that's up there with game six against Boston last year. That's up there with, you know, the Kawhi shot. Those bad losses in the Atlanta series. Just an inexplicable loss. And I don't feel good about the rest of the series. Because right now, I look at the Knicks. I feel like the Knicks want it bad. The Knicks want to win this series more. They are making winning plays. Sixers aren't making winning plays. And that stuff is habitual. That stuff is taught. That stuff is something you either have or you don't have. And we've seen the Sixers not have it for years now. And the Knicks do. So, bad loss. I feel like the series is probably over. Five or six. I think the Sixers probably win at least one of these two at home. If you win both of them at home, you're back in it. But I can't lie to you and say I'm feeling great about this one. So, the Sixers down 0-2. And again, I think it came down simply to the Knicks wanting this game more than the Sixers. They got the big rebound when it mattered. And unfortunately, here we sit, Sixers down 0-2. But that'll do it for Trash Talk with TK. Wanted to hop on, give you a little game to recap. I'll be back on WIP Wednesday night after the Phillies till 2, getting you ready for the draft, getting you ready for Sixers-Knicks game 3. Then I'll be on with Rob Ellis Thursday night after our draft party coverage at the Link, back in the studio to break down the draft, break down to game 3. So busy week on WIP. I'll talk to you Wednesday, Thursday night. Thank you all for listening. This has been Trash Talk with TK. I'm Tom Kelly. Talk to you guys later this week on 94 WIP.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.